I think we can all agree that eating at a restaurant has become like ridiculously priced in the past few years.
This person says it's absolutely ridiculous. Las Vegas resident shows that restaurants have started adding a small print at the bottom saying concession fee of 4.85%, which basically just means we just want to charge an extra almost 5% for no reason. Okay. They say it's for offsetting operation costs like rent. What in the world is going on? Says it's optional, but it's automatically added to your bill. And if you don't know about it, they'll charge you. And the fact that is, most people don't really make a scene about it. Like, you're going on a date, you're going out with friends and family. Like, you're not really going to bring the waiter over and talk about the 4.85% fee. Okay. It's a little embarrassing in front of everyone. And that's exactly what some of these restaurants are doing. And they know that most customers wouldn't really make a fit about it. It's 4.85%. But the fact that you got paid that, and sometimes it's a credit card fee, and sometimes you got a tip 20, 25, 30%. Guys, like, I'm not joking when I tell you, like, a $50 bill will sometimes come out to be $65, maybe even almost $70 in certain restaurants. I even had restaurants that are charging me an extra 3% just for employee healthcare. What in the world is going on with American restaurants right now? It's too expensive.
Why do you pay so much for chicken wings nowadays? Do you remember the days back in the day, 25 cent wing night? You used to go to the bar and get a dozen wings, 25 cents each. When nowadays, when you go to a wing place or a chicken place, you're paying $17, $18 for a dozen wings. Well, we're gonna break it down because it's Food Cost Friday. So let's break it down. You're getting already broken down chicken party wings for about $2.13 a pound. Usually you get about 10 wings per pound. So you're looking at about 21 cents per wing raw. You're gonna add in 13 cents for buffalo sauce because you're just coating the wings. So it's probably about 1 ounce. And then you got fryer oil, but fryer oil is extended to other things. We're only gonna say about 5 cents per wing on the high side. Could be less. For a grand total of 37 to 40 cents per wing, we'll call it 40 cents because we'll go to the high side. And sometimes you're gonna have more intricate sauces that have more things in them. People are doing some fancy shit with wings nowadays. So that means the cost of those $17 to $18 wings for the restaurant is $5 just for food costs. So they're making a killing, right? No. Back in the day when there were 25 cent wings, wings were a side hustle. Nowadays you have total business models built around wings, Buffalo Wild Wings. There's local wing places everywhere around here, and they're all charging high-end prices because they have to make up the majority of their utilities, their labor, their insurance, their marketing, all that stuff in that item because that's the item that sells the most. So they have to mark it up in order to keep their doors open, keep their lights on, and make a profit. Also, side note, all you people that complain when you get small wings, the small ones are the ones that haven't been injected with all kinds of stuff. The big jumbo wings, you don't want to know what happened to those chickens. I wouldn't eat those. So I hope that helps you understand why you're getting it up the keister when you order wings nowadays. Unfortunately, that's just the way it is. And as always, I love you guys. Some wings.
Let's see how much the prices have changed in over 20 years. This is 2005, 2015, and current 2025. What's a typical price for a burger where you're at? Like fresh burgers, we do fresh here. Breakfast prices back in 2025. Shout out to my mom for naming a meal after me. This is what I ate every single day. This is what my brother ate, and then this one was my grandma's. These menus don't have breakfast on them, so let's go to lunch. Let's start with 2005 hamburgers, $2.25 on burger nights. They were $1.25. In 2015, they were $2.95. I'm not sure what burger night was. And then current, they are $4.50. And then on burger nights, we do $3.25. I think the sides are probably the biggest jump. Like the cheese balls were $2.75 back in 2005. In 2015, they were $3.75. And now they're $5.50. And we like barely make any money on cheese balls. Instead of reading all these, if you guys want to pause them and look, this is 2005s, 2015s, and the back, and current prices, and the back.
I don't want battered and fried buffalo cauliflower at a restaurant that charges $45 per person. I don't want fried cauliflower. I want tofu. I want protein. If you're serving marinated and blackened and sautéed and chimichurri animal proteins, what is your excuse? Don't even get me started on serving falafel as the only vegetarian main. Your falafel is dry. And your cauliflower breading is so soggy. Do better.
I went out last night for my coworker's birthday dinner at this restaurant in the city. And when we got there, obviously one of my other friends brought a cake because it's her birthday dinner. And you know how it is when you go out for a birthday dinner, you bring a cake. So at the end, you can, you know, wish your friend a happy birthday, blah, candles, blah, blah, blah. Why did the restaurant say that there's a $30 cake fee? And mind you, this is the first time in my life that I had ever heard of a restaurant charging a cake fee. I was like, a cake fee? I was like, what the hell is a cake fee? The waitress proceeds to explain exactly what a cake fee is, which is they will take care of the cake, as in they will hold on to the cake in their fridge in the back end in the kitchen until it's ready to be brought out to wish my friend a happy birthday. And I'm like, why is that shit $30? Like, $30 for a cake fee for you to hold the damn cake? Like, because mind you, when the cake came out and my friend blew out the candles, she was the one that cut the cake and served all of us at the table. Like, not the waitress, not anybody at the restaurant. So just for them to hold the cake is a $30 fee at this restaurant. I was like, I want the system dismantled. Dismantle the whole system. Like, fuck capitalism. Because what do you mean it's a $30 fee for you to put the cake in the fridge? Like, no. And don't come for me, because I was a waiter before too. Like, I've used to work at a restaurant waiting tables, and we would never charge people a fee to hold on to the cake to, you know, what?
This restaurant's under fire because of an added entertainment fee. But if you don't know me, I'm Jay, and I talk all things business. A customer after leaving the restaurant noticed that they were charged a 2 live band entertainment fee. So he was charged $10 per person for a band fee. The customer felt slighted because, one, he wasn't told about this fee, and two, he had never heard about this type of fee from a restaurant. Catch responded to these comments on their Instagram page, saying that they will add this fee to help enhance the customer's experience. As a business owner myself, I understand how charges can act, but I think the best way to implement this is not to the fee, because that just upsets people. I think they would have a greater time just adding $2 extra to each of the menu items, and one, they would definitely make up the price of the entertainment fee, and two, people wouldn't be upset by seeing a fee on their receipt.
Happy Monday. How is everyone doing? I hope everyone has had a great day. I am here, and I guess at one of the original JR Crickets. This is the one that is on North Avenue in Portland. And if you're from Atlanta, you know exactly where this is. Y'all, let me tell you. I came in here to, at first, I was going to sit down and just have lunch outside because it's absolutely gorgeous in Atlanta today. And you pay first, which is fine. So as I am pulling out my card to pay, I'm like, oh, okay. I said, so you guys charge a service fee for what exactly? They charge you a service fee if you sit in their restaurant because they have to clean the table when you leave. I said, no, you know that's Atlanta being on some Atlanta stuff there. I have never heard of such a thing. So if this is the case, and maybe I just haven't noticed it before, somebody needs to let me know. But I was like, you know what? I'll take that to go. So you can remove that charge, and I'll just take those to go, and I'll eat those at the house. So
stop spending money that you don't have on things that you don't need. I feel like at this point I sound like a broken record, but I'm going to continue to say it until maybe it gets through some of you guys' heads. I've cut back on eating out a lot because for whatever reason, that price is astronomical. You can't go out to lunch without dropping at least $40, and dinner for me and my girlfriend is usually around $100. I'm not telling you not to treat yourself. I'm not telling you not to enjoy the little things in life. Whether you're cooking meals at home or meal prepping for lunch for the week, every dollar saved for a rainy day is a good day. And quite literally, it feels like rainy days are happening every day. Even with my 9-to-5 that's stable, I get paid well, and I'm also frugal, it still feels like it isn't enough. So I don't know. What do you guys think?
I have a genuine controversial question. Why do we tip servers who get paid minimum wage in California? Because the original argument for tipping servers is because they're not getting paid enough since the owners aren't paying them, so we as the customers are paying for their livable wage. But in California, minimum wage is required, so now that all these servers and fast food workers and retail workers are all getting paid the same wage, but for some reason tipping culture is only prevalent in serving, that's where I'm confused.
I am so over tipping. It's gone too far. And so here's my new perspective, my new strategy when it comes to tipping. Number one, I am not tipping anywhere where they ask me to tip before I experience the service. For example, I went and got a $9 smoothie the other day, and right when I was like ordering my smoothie, like, oh, I'll get the breakfast smoothie. Then they're like, okay, it's just gonna ask you a few questions. The answer is no. One, y'all haven't made my smoothie. Two, I haven't tasted my smoothie. Three, I don't even know if I'm gonna like this smoothie yet. Why am I tipping? Like, I'm not tipping. Also, it's a smoothie. It's not like a sit-down restaurant. Like, what are we doing? There's a lot of places that make sense to tip, like restaurants. You experience the food, you experience the service, you're sitting down, you're being served. Of course you leave a tip there. But again, that tip is based off the experience, okay? Same thing, nail salons. You get your nails done, you pay and you tip. Based off the service, okay? I'm not tipping preemptively. So that goes for coffee shops where they turn it around, ask you questions, ice cream shops, anywhere like that. Ice cream shops alone is just a no for me. You scooped my ice cream for 15 seconds and put it in a cup. Like, I'm not, no. You guys are paid hourly, like hourly rates. If they're not enough, talk to your employer. But why is that burden being put on the consumers? I will never understand. As a business owner, imagine if every single time you guys bought a planner from my site, it was like, oh, just leave a tip. Leave a tip for what? We hand make all your planners and I'm still like, leave a tip for what? No.
How can we afford to go out and eat at this rate? I went to Joey's last weekend and I had dinner with my friend. I haven't seen her in a while and I don't go out to dinner that often. I ordered this tuna burger, which sounded divine. I was so excited to try it. I substituted a garden salad instead of fries because I wanted something a little bit lighter. Got the burger. It's a big burger. It was delicious. The salad was honestly so mid. I could have done without the salad, but I got my bill and I could not believe how much I had dropped for a burger and a salad. I spent $41 with tip on my burger with a salad and I did not order a drink. I told my roommate and she's like, did you order a drink? I said, no. I got a tuna burger and a salad, and it's because the tuna burger was $29 and then to substitute a garden salad was $4 extra. And then I tipped her 20%, I think, because she was so nice and I really liked her and she was very genuine and down to earth. I think you should tip your servers. But at this rate, I'm not going to be able to afford to tip or be able to afford to go out to eat if I'm spending $40 for a simple burger and a salad. Like, that's actually insane. And it's not even a fine dining restaurant.
Okay, guys, so I have to do a vent. I have to rant for a second because yesterday I went out for my friend's birthday and we went to an Italian restaurant, and honestly, no hatred towards Italian food. It's just not my cup of tea. Not because it's bad, but it's like, I love Indian food. Like, I'm Peruvian. Like, I just love very diverse type of food, and I don't know, not really my favorite. Doesn't mean I have anything against it. Anyways, so we went to Italian because that's her favorite. And we went to this place and we were like, okay, it's very fancy. Super excited. I ordered chicken parm because I honestly just wanted to stay on the safe side. And I don't really care for like oil-based pasta and things like that. Like, I really wanted a tomato-based. So I was like, let me just get chicken parm. My fault for not really reading the menu. I just assumed that chicken parm comes with pasta. It doesn't, I guess. It's literally just chicken and Parmesan cheese, which I get because like the name's in it, but I just assumed it came with pasta. Tell me why. I could have finished it. I had drinks and stuff, so like, I just didn't finish it. This is like half of it, right? But tell me why I paid $30. $30 for fucking chicken and Parmesan cheese. Or $35. Why I can't do Italian food, because $35 fucking dollars for chicken Not even pasta included. Oh my god. Like, restaurants are such a fucking ripoff nowadays. I hate it.
All right, Vegas, here we go again. These hidden fees, I'm telling you. So if you haven't seen my last video, check it out. But this is proof right here. I literally got receipts. So this tourist right here comes to Vegas, goes to Hell's Kitchen, has a summer sampler right up there for $80. He gets his tax, six something, a tip already charged to him for almost $15, and then his total. And then they have the audacity to put down here, gratuity not included. Here's your options for the tip. So who keeps this? The restaurant? I'm telling you, this is getting out of hand, these hidden fees, and it's making our tourists lose faith in the business that we're running here in Vegas. They are. They're getting nickeled and dimed all the way down the strip. Well, stuff like this. I'm telling you, this is hurting us, Vegas. This is hurting us. It's shady, it's sneaky, and it's making our tourists lose trust in visiting Vegas.
All right, so I see there's a lot of discourse within my comments regarding my video that I made of a receipt from a Chicago restaurant that I went to. So I thought I'd make this video just to clarify a couple of things for y'all. So if you're new here, I'm gonna go ahead and post a picture of the receipt so you know what we're talking about. All right, so this is the restaurant that we went to. We went with seven people. It was my boyfriend's best friend's birthday. And so we went to this restaurant and there was a total of seven of us at dinner. So just to clear up a few things first, a lot of people were saying, oh, why didn't you call the restaurant? Why didn't you check to see if they do split bill or extra fees and all this other stuff? I did not book the restaurant. My boyfriend's best friend, she booked the restaurant. She simply told us where we were going for dinner. I looked up the dress code and parking situation, stuff like that. And then I always look up the menu before I go to a restaurant. That's just always what I do. Now, as far as the fees, a lot of people in the comments were saying, oh, that's typical for like upscale dining. Like, if you don't want that, don't go to upscale dining. I have been to plenty of restaurants in the past 2 years that are upscale dining. I have never bought a bottle of wine because I never knew that you could bring a bottle of wine to dinner. I thought you just had to have what was at the restaurant. And then as far as the cake, I don't eat birthday cake, to be honest. I don't remember the last time I had a birthday cake. In my past couple of years of friends that celebrated birthdays, I don't think any of them had a birthday cake at the actual place that we went to for dinner. So yeah, all this is brand new to me. So regarding the fees, the first one we're going to address is the cake cutting fee, because I think that's the one that had everyone baffled. So we'll get into that one first. All right, so according to Google, regarding the cake slicing fee, restaurants may charge a fee to cut and plate cakes that customers bring in, which is known as a cakeage fee or a slicing fee. These fees can, cover a variety of costs. So long story short, because we brought in an outside cake instead of eating dessert at the restaurant, they charge us for it. They take it to the back, they slice it up, bring it out to us on plates, and basically that was $5 per person. But I did not know that until after I went back and looked at the the information on the website. Also, I didn't know that my friend was bringing a cake to the restaurant until we got there and she was telling us how they were kind of giving her a hard time because apparently they don't do cakes anymore, but they allowed her just this once to come in with the cake. Now, the other fee that had everybody going crazy was the employee benefits fee, and I also have never seen that before, so I went ahead and looked it up for y'all. Also, feel free to pause this if you need to read it. So basically, the employee benefits on the receipt, it states that some restaurants charge a wellness surcharge or employee benefits fee on the customer's bill to help fund employee health care benefits. This fee may appear on the bill as employee benefits. Some reasons restaurants add the surcharge include transparency, staying competitive, and recruiting and retaining staff. To answer y'all's question, no, this was not mentioned prior to us getting the receipt. We just saw it on the receipt, when we got the receipt. To my understanding, you can, in fact, ask them to remove this fee from the receipt, but being that I've never seen that before, and I'm pretty sure, I ain't gonna speak for everybody at the table, but I've never seen that before, so if it's on the receipt, I'm assuming we have no choice but to pay for it. But apparently, you can have it taken off. I didn't know that, but I'll know for next time. Also, as far as the service charge, that's typically the gratuity on a bill. So that's why it was circled, because that's basically like the gratuity that the person gets for the bill. I would be expecting to pay that much gratuity anyway, because typically I do 20% no matter what restaurant I'm going to, because at the end of the day, the waiters and waitresses got to get paid, okay?
I just find it really interesting with $79 lamb chops and $44 half lobsters that they would be able to afford their employees' insurance and benefits, stuff like that. But that's why I'm not in the restaurant business. I don't know what happens behind the scenes. I don't know what owners go through and whatever the case is, but good for them and the employees for getting their benefits through the customers, which is crazy. But anyway, hopefully that answers some questions for y'all regarding to my video. I did overall have a great time at the restaurant. The food was spectacular. Oh, yeah. About the butter. Even though the butter was $12, the best butter I've ever had with the steak. I can't even explain it. They brought it to the table, like, steaming hot, like, in a cast iron or skillet or something like that. They were like, it's very hot. So I don't know what they put in it. I don't know what type of butter it was, but it's not like you go to the grocery store and buy butter. Like, it's probably some special grade butter with some special seasonings and stuff like that. Like, it was the best butter I probably ever could have had with a steak. But yeah, $12 butter.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. This might be the whole reason right here. It's like restaurants went and raised their prices and forgot how to cook at the same time. Like, who's actually thriving here? I know the customers aren't, and I can't imagine the staff are either.
Tipping culture has gotten out of hand, okay? I'm so sorry, but like, why is every business now asking for a tip? I'm at the automatic car wash, so the building does it for me, and the only time I interact with a human being is when they select the type of car wash I want, because now at like car washes, you can't just like go up to the machine and select your own car wash. At least in Colorado, like a team member comes out to help you, and now they're asking for tips as they're standing right there. Like, I'm not gonna be like, no tip for you. Like, other than that, all they're doing is washing down my license plates. I'm sorry, what about that warrants a tip? I'm gonna be honest, I only tip at restaurants. I don't tip at Dutch Bros or Starbucks or like, I tip at restaurants and that's it. Like, car wash is crazy. You're not hand washing my car. Your building's doing it for you.
Hey bro, I hate tipping culture. Not gonna hold you. I seen this lady drop off somebody's DoorDash order to another lady in the video, right? And when she walk up to the door, the lady give her a tip. She's like, oh, here you go, your tip. You know what I'm saying? And the woman with the food was like, oh, nah, just keep it. And she's saying just keep it because she pretty much telling the lady, I put a card in there. I saw that you didn't tip on the app and I didn't know you was gonna tip in cash. So basically, when I saw you didn't tip, I took a dirty ass card. 9 times out of 10, I hope you don't just keep these. And then wrote on it with a dirty ass pen, probably somewhere in your cup holder. Then took that card with that note on it, because you felt some type of way. Put that dirty motherfucker in a sealed bag. My sealed bag of food. For me to read after I opened my food, and then you gave me that, you drove to me, then gave it to me. Then when you seen that I was finna tip you at the door, you said, oh no, I put a note in there. A fucking note? And my thing ain't even about the, it ain't about the tip or not tipping. It's the fucking response. And like, all I see under the replies is people like justifying that shit. Like when you see a person that's ordering the food talk about not tipping, they get all type of comments critiquing the shit out of them. But when you see a person that's serving talk about some deplorable shit that they do for not getting a tip, like fucking with people's food, you don't see nobody critiquing that shit. Because at the end of the day, if it's wrong to not tip, it's 100% wrong in the motherfucker to fucking fuck with people's shit for not getting a tip. I don't agree with, fuck that. We can't agree with one and fucking not agree with the other. That's some bullshit. If it's like batshit crazy to not tip, which I don't think it is, even though I tip. If it's considered batshit crazy to not leave a tip, how the fuck is it sane to say, oh, I thought you didn't tip, so I put something in your bag with your food? What the fuck? Even if you do leave tips, even if you are a server, you have to not agree with that, right? There's no fucking way that we are telling people, yeah, it's okay. When somebody doesn't tip you, fuck with their shit. Huh? As a matter of fact, if you think they didn't tip you, because that was the case, the lady tipped her at the door with cash. But if you think they didn't tip you, fuck with that shit. That's crazy. Like, what the fuck are we doing exactly? Like, what the fuck are we doing? As servers and people who order food, all of us, what the fuck are we doing?